This is Christy Grainer, and I'm here with the Dare to Believe podcast. I want to welcome you and thank you for listening. And I'm here with Yvette Graffia Gray. And we are talking about part two because we got to know Yvette just a little bit in the last part one of this podcast. If you haven't listened, you can go on to our podcast and listen to that. And Yvette is an accomplished woman, and she's a businesswoman or career woman in Minneapolis, lives and works in Minneapolis, has been part of Dare to Believe Ministries for 7, 8, 9 years. We're trying to nail that down. But for a long time, she's part of our ministry board. She's got a degree and a graduate degree, and she is a really cool lady. People love her. A lot of people love her and feel loved by her. But what's true about Yvette is people didn't know the whole story, mm-hmm. right? And so Yvette went digging for more of the whole story and put it into a podcast called What Else Don't I Know?
Yes.
And I invited her on here because I wanted her to tell that part of the story to you listeners so that you can follow her journey and also be encouraged, because her life wasn't always easy. There are things in life that surprise people because of how put together she is and how amazing she is. The people assume that she's had a simple life, and we want you to be encouraged. If you've had difficulties in your life, we want you to listen to this story and know that there's always more for you and there's always hope for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So where do you start? Where do you usually start telling people? Because I know we've known you for several years, and because we're ministry-related, I knew a little of the story. Mm-hmm. But how did you get to the point where you wanted to do the podcast?
Well, I would say in the past, I would not share my story with people unless I felt like I was going to be in a relationship with them, or if I felt my story might be helpful for them in some way. And those would really be the only two times that I would say what happened. Mm-hmm. And that was really for much of my life. I just didn't like to talk about it. But recently, I would say it's probably been a year now, I learned some information that I won't share now, but I learned some information that made me ask exactly, like, what else don't I know? And really, for so long, I thought the information that I had was it. And that is, my parents died when I was 6. And my father was abusive to my mom. And he, when she was in the process of leaving and trying to get a divorce, he killed her, he set our house on fire, and then he killed himself. And that happened when I was 6 years old.
And you were at school, correct?
I was at school. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So that is, you know.
That's a big deal.
That's a big deal.
And, you know, we see that kind of thing on the news, mm-hmm. and just wonder what happened to those children.
Yeah.
And so you are one of those children, and look what, I mean, the Lord has been so faithful.
Yeah.
So was the Lord always a part of your life? How did that happen in your
life?
Yeah,
as far as I can remember, I can't remember a time where the Lord wasn't a part of my life. And I have a couple of stories that make me think that. One, after it happened, after, you know, the tragedy, I remember saying to people, like, why is everybody so sad? Jesus is going to come back. We're going to get a new world. And then we'll stop mommy from going to the house that day. That's how I interpreted it in my mind. Like, and I had part of that right. Jesus is going to come back, and it is going to be okay. But I just had a different interpretation of that.
With a six-year-old brain, that's pretty good.
Yeah. I thought we were going to get a do-over, which we will. But that's how it was like, you guys, it's going to be okay. We're going to get a second chance, and we're going to get to do this over, and it's going to be okay. So that's the first thing. Like, so I obviously had an understanding, or someone had told me about Jesus, and I believe that. And the other thing is, I was in school, and we had been assigned a task or to do something, and I decided I wanted to draw God. And I was young. I would say still maybe 5, 6, somewhere around there. And I thought,
but God, this was after.
Or I think it's, may or may I not think, have been I after. Think this was after, like very briefly after.
Okay.
I decided to draw God, and in my mind, God wasn't black. He wasn't white. He was multicolored.
Oh.
He was multicolored.
Isn't that amazing?
I
love
it. And he wore a big hat. And so one day when I was doing later, when I'm an adult now, I'm taking a class with
John Paul Jackson. Okay.
Online. And I'm going through the art of Hearing God. Mm-hmm. That's the first class you mm-hmm. take, right?
Right.
I'm going through The Art of Hearing God, and he is talking about all the places in Scripture where God is referenced. The word that is used to describe him means multicolored. And I thought, there is no way at all that I would know that. I had to be encountering the Lord. And so that was really encouraging to me, because that said to me he was with me all the time.
You know, wouldn't it be cool someday to write a book and call it The Multicolored God? Because isn't that a lot of what gets in the way of people's faith is race?
Yeah, that's
true. Skin color?
That is true.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And if that's not an issue with God, then really our goal is to connect people with God.
Yeah.
You know, however every human being is created in the image of God.
Yeah.
And is created by God. And so you are healthy and whole today because of that connection with the God.
Yes.
Yeah. And your story releases hope, it can be shocking when people hear it, mm-hmm. but really I believe because you're a walking testimony, your story releases hope.
Yeah.
And that's beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's really how I decided to do the podcast, as, you know, because I could on my own do this kind of investigation that I'm doing. And the thing is that because I didn't like to talk about it, I know there's stories that my family have, that there's a perspective that they have that I've shut down from hearing. And so now what I'm doing, I'm in the process of going back and saying, okay, tell me what happened, or mm-hmm. What happened from your point of view?
Right.
And
when you say your family, it's both your dad's side of the family and your mom's side of the family?
No, just your mom's? After it happened, I was totally, completely cut off from my father's side of the family. And that was really, like, I went to go live with my grandparents.
Okay.
And it was just too painful.
Your mother's parents.
Mm-hmm. 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 Too painful for me to connect. There's a lot that you'll hear in the podcast.
Oh, my goodness, yeah.
But, my grandmother, she let me talk to his side of the family. But I know there were times where they were like, can Yvette come be with us? They lived in a different state, and she wouldn't allow that at all. So,
trauma of something like that affects everyone.
Yeah.
So you're the little girl, but the reverberations of it touched every person in that family. Yeah.
Yeah. So I've been investigating that, but part of that is, like I said, I could do that on my own, but I recognize that people hear things in your story that can help them. And so often, we didn't talk about this, but I work with young people, and I've worked with young people for a long time, and I'm at the point now where I still call them young people. They'll always be my kids, but they're adults now, and they have their own children, and they're working in their own jobs, right? But every now and then, someone will come back and say, Yvette, you did this for me. And so I know, like, there's something about being present, showing up, sharing yourself. And sometimes you don't even know that you're doing it.
Right.
But this is my way of being intentional about it. In some ways I've been unintentional, and I still get the fruit of people coming back and saying, Yvette, right? I didn't know what I was doing. Like once someone said, do you remember taking me to get my hair done? And I'm like, no, I don't. Well, I'm a cosmetologist now because
Oh my goodness. You
did that. Or one person, I love photography.
Yeah. Well, didn't mention that about her. She's an award-winning photographer.
Well, not award-winning.
Yeah.
In your mind.
In my mind, okay. But she's been in some, competitions.
No,
and
I've been in some exhibits in the city, and I have some work up in some apartment buildings.
She's really
like
good.
But because I used to always take pictures, I've always loved to take pictures. I have a young person who is, he's a photographer for like USA Today, and he attributed that to me.
Getting him started.
Yeah, and I didn't, that wasn't anything intentional, right? I wasn't like, hey, this is how you become a photographer. He was just watching me. And so I think now, like, I can be intentional about sharing. You don't have to end up where you started. And there is hope, right? And God is faithful. And that's what I'm doing with podcasts.
You know how I see this, when the story of David and Goliath, and everybody knows, no matter where you are faith-wise, people know the story of David and Goliath. And mm-hmm. and what happened is that the Israelites were the army who are trained men of God, you know, they're men, trained warriors. They're tough guys. For mm-hmm. 40 days, they're looking at this giant, and they know they can't do anything about this giant. Mm-hmm. Because in the natural, they're nothing compared. And really, a little girl, when she's encountering that, that was a giant in your life, right?
Yeah.
And so what David does, then he comes, but he has a relationship with God. And so he's able to see what's possible when he partners with God.
That's right.
And the army people were not seeing things that way, but David did.
Yeah.
And so what did David do? He shoots his stone. We all know that story. And knocks out the giant. But then he takes his sword. And this is a part they didn't talk about in Sunday school. But he takes the sword, Goliath's sword, and chops off his head. Look in the Bible and see. That's a part of it. But then David owned that sword. That was his sword.
Mm.
And he was able to battle with that sword the rest of his life. And what I see on you is that there's a huge giant in your life, and you with God's help, because you couldn't do anything about it. Without God's help, you would, and the people who loved you, all that. I know that's important. Community's been important, all of that.
Mm-hmm.
But that's part of that. That's God. God is love, right?
Yeah.
And so with God's help, you have been an overcomer, and now not just an overcomer, but you're using that sword that you chopped off that giant's head, and you are using others. You're using it to help others and releasing hope to people whose stories are tough. And it might not be that tough. It might be worse than that, but it could be things, whatever is breaking your heart, there's hope, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a great way to put it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So if someone is listening to this and they're like, wow, I don't know what to do and I have a story similar or I've got something in my life, what would you say to them? What would you tell them to do next?
That's an interesting question because for me, I see it in hindsight. I don't know if that makes sense. It's like I got to a place in my life where I could look back and see God's faithfulness in my life and in my story. And I think one of the things that I do is I journal and I write down my thoughts about things or my experiences. And I can go back and see, for example, my aunt told me that when my mom and her were kids, they made a pact to take care of each other's kids if anything ever happened to them. And they were girls.
Wow.
And my aunt, that's part of the reason why I ended up in Minneapolis for the summers, because that was my aunt honoring. My grandmother didn't want to, she was like, I can't let my granddaughter go now too, but you can have her for the summer. And so that was my aunt honoring her promise to my mom. But there's a scripture that says, before you were in the womb, I knew you. And in my mind, I'm like, you are making plans for me before I was even here. So that is a testimony about who God is.
Yes.
Right? So for me, it's reflection. It's writing down. It's, looking at where is the goodness of God and reflecting on that. And then reminding myself of that when I go through things like, he's faithful. And he's shown me his faithfulness way back here. And he's the same God today, yesterday, and forever.
That's so good.
Mm-hmm.
That's so good.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for sharing your story. And Yvette's podcast is called What Else Don't I Know? And how many episodes are there so far?
Right now, there are 3 episodes.
Okay.
And the reason for that is I don't know the end of the story. I'm investigating in real time. So I don't want people to tell me, like when I interview my family, I want to learn what I'm asking while I'm recording.
So what they'll hear on the podcast are actual recordings with your family.
Yes, with my family and me just in real time asking these questions. And I don't know where the story is going to lead. And so right now there's 3 and I am working on, I don't know, maybe there'll be 10, maybe there'll be a second season, I'm not sure. But it's day by day with the story right now.
That's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
That's wonderful. And so if you're listening to this and it stirs something in you that I need that hope, I need to know how to get through the things in my past that I want to heal from and I want to move forward from and I want to get that sword, right?
Yeah.
And I want to be able to chop off this giant's head and use this sword to help other people or not. I mean, maybe you just need to get through it.
Yeah.
You didn't do the healing because you wanted to help other people. You just are able to help other people because you're healed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I'd like, Yvette, would you please pray for our listeners and anyone who has anything they need healing from, that they would know how to go to the Lord, know to have that hope that you have.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah. I think, but before I pray, I just want to say, like we were saying it earlier, that God is not a respecter of persons, right? So what he's done for me, like he will do for anyone else. And I think just knowing, like, if it feels like, why would God let this happen? But I think it's important to know that you were never alone, like, in those spaces, even though it probably felt that way.
It maybe still feels that way,
but you're not alone. And also, one of the things that I wanted to share is I think sometimes the enemy works in isolation, and it's like, well, I'm the only one that this has happened to, and so I'm going to keep this to myself because I don't want people to think whatever about me.
And there's almost shame.
And yes, exactly.
And you had absolutely nothing to do with this.
Right.
Yeah, but there shouldn't be any shame, but yet the shame comes on us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But one time I was at your house, and as Christy does, right, she'll be like, tell us about your podcast. And I'm like, and so I share, and then I learned that someone who was present also had a similar story and had their own trauma. And we were, you know, it's like, hey, like, we're sitting right next to each other. It's like, I'm not the only one. This is not just me.
Right.
And so when I talk about it in community, then I can see either myself in your story, or you can hear about how I have overcome. I can hear how you have overcome. Mm-hmm. And so I think it's important. You ask, what should people do? I think sometimes it's finding someone you trust, a minister, a community that you can share, like, this happened to me, and, like, have people go on that journey with
you. We need each other.
We definitely need each other.
And sometimes you need me, and sometimes I need you, because we need each other, and that's community. Yeah. That's healthy community.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So with that, I just pray that if there's anyone out there who has experienced something similar or any kind of trauma of their own, like, Lord, we just ask that right now that they would experience your presence in a way that they've never experienced it before, that they would feel your peace and just know that they're not alone. And we ask we can break off trauma, and that you would just come in a mighty way and show them that they can overcome in the mighty name of Jesus. And that might be through people or that come into your life or ministries, and that the Lord is present. And I just pray that you know that in a real and tangible way.
That you will know the multicolored God.
Yeah.
And how he is caring for you.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So thank you so much, Yvette. This is great. And again, I'm Christy Grainer, and this is the Dare to Believe podcast, and I am with Yvette Graffia Gray.
Good.
Yay. And her podcast is called What Else Don't I Know? And we will put links to things in the comments below. But we do ask that you would like our podcast, save it, and please share this, especially if you know someone who would be blessed by Yvette's story. Thanks, Yvette.